Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Well, hello and happy Wednesday. Today is really super, super cool because today is the 31st of May, which means that we have gotten through another month here in 2017, and we're about to enter June, which is the start of our summer months. So lots of exciting things coming this summer. We've got an eclipse this summer. We've got all kinds of really cool things coming. So I have a really fun show plan to play with you guys a little bit tonight, with some trivia and some things to kind of get us going, and also some phone calls. I have a lot of people online wanting to get questions answered. So I want to get you all to the show. I thank you with every part of my being for entrusting me with your energies every week. I enjoy broadcasting weekly to talk to you about what's going on, what there is to do, and helping you through your days, your weeks, your day, and your nights. And I am Angel, known in the community as the Belly Dancing Medium. And so someone sent me an email that's been listening to my show and said, Angel, help us understand why you call yourself the Belly Dancing Medium. So I wanted to express that to you guys just real quick in my show this evening, that I am a belly dancer, have been for a long time. It's something that I do as part of what brings joy to my life, and it's something that I've always kind of played with that I've kept separate. And over the recent years, I've been doing some things that have given me the opportunity to present together, whether it's at expos or conventions or even in private kind of settings where people have brought me in to lecture on empowerment and sensuality and the dance. And then also in my spiritual process. And I've also, in that process, learned the power of helping people connect to all parts of themselves, body, mind, and spirit. And a client of mine anointed me about a year and a half ago as a belly dancing medium. And it's something that has stuck with me since. And so that's what I call myself. So is who I am. And I totally understand for some of you it might seem kind of different. But one of the things that I need to really help you understand that's a big part of who I am is that who you are is very special. And that speciality that makes you special is super important to what makes this world special and what makes this world thrive. So be in power with who you are. Embrace it, love it, and don't let anyone step on it or try to change who you are. Are there opportunities for us to sway and fold and bend and move around a little bit to adjust? Absolutely. But who you are is in God's perfection. And if the people around you or the engagements that you have within the companies that you work with aren't feeling who you are, then maybe it's an opportunity for you to step back and decide if you've made the right decisions in the channels and individuals and groups that you decide to engage with, if they are interrupting your ability to be powerful. Because, my friend, that is the most important, that you be powerful. So before we get started, I want to take a moment to ask you to take a deep breath as we sit back and ask for the angels and the masters and the great divine spirit to surround us with love and empowerment and justice and help us to get what information that we need to move ourselves forward into this life and answer any questions that you may have so that we can get what we need to, again, move forward in this life. Summer is going to bring. So that's today's topic. What is the summer going to bring? Is the summer going to bring you joy? Are you looking for love? Are you looking for a change in your career? Are you looking to take a fun trip? Let's talk about that today. Let us have our first caller. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Angel. My name is Wendy from Sacramento. How are you?
Hi, Wendy. How are you tonight?
Angel, I got a call on Friday with a job offer. Oh, I've been walking on air, and I'm so thrilled. And so, of course, she said that the job offer is dependent upon the credit check and the background check, which should be perfect. She had me email over a form that I printed out and signed back to her. It was the same form that I signed when I worked as a temp with the company previously. And then today she emailed me again and she said, I need you to go back in and confirm the application. And I thought, well, thank God I had been totally upfront, because on the application that I downloaded and the resume that I submitted, the very first listing was that temp agency job, and I listed the name of their company. And so today, I'm...
That is so exciting. You know, Wendy's been following me here for a little bit. She called in a couple of times, and she had some concerns about whether she was going to get this job, and we've been working together. I'm so excited. I can't hear you anymore, Wendy, so I'm going to disconnect the call. If you want to try someone calling back in, you can go ahead and do that.
Okay, but I'll call back in.
I'm going to go ahead and hang up and get the next caller if you want to call back in.
Yes, I have a very important question.
So, God bless. Are you there?
Yes, I'll call back.
I can't hear her now. I'm so sorry. Try calling back again. This is Angel. Who am I chatting with? Are you there?
Hi, this is Laura. Hello? Hello?
Who am I chatting with this evening?
Can you hear me?
This is Angel. Who am I speaking
to? Hello? Hi, this is Annette. Hello? Hello. Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I'm here. Who am I talking to?
This is Mary Lou. How are you?
Hi, Mary Lou. I'm great. How are you? We had some little technical difficulties there getting through, and I apologize for that. I had to dial back in and lost Wendy, and I got lost a couple other people that I was trying to get on. So if you're still listening and you want to call back in, I seem to have reestablished the connection, but that's kind of how May has gone, hasn't it? Just lots of little glitchies, but if you hold on and stay focused, everything comes out okay in the end. How you doing, Mary Lou?
I'm doing interestingly weird.
Interestingly weird? Oh, no.
I would love to have a message, just whatever comes up.
Well, it's really difficult. What is it specifically that you need some guidance on? What areas are...
Career stuff and
career
mostly.
Okay, let's see what we got. It does feel, what I'm getting is lots of turmoil and lots of blocks, lots of things around you, like you're surrounded by a storm. And what you're being asked to do is you're being asked to stop and focus on one thing at a time because you've got a lot of things distracting you right now. The career thing is going to work itself out. There's definitely change coming here. It looks like you're in a standstill, like things have stopped for you. So you're being asked to readdress and refocus to go after something new and different and reset yourself. Put your resume together and actually reset yourself. I don't know if that makes sense, but you're being asked to, you're in a start over phase where everything is going to have to start over around career for you because the last 5-6 years, it looks like, has been kind of leading up to this space that you're in right now. And it feels really tough. It feels really, really tough. I mean, I'm getting everything that's being thrown at me as I look at this is like the physicality. It feels like everything around you is just falling apart. But it's coming to an end here very soon. Doors will be opening as you get closer to the fall, but you have to seek out. You have to start actively seeking something. It has to be something new. Does any of that make any sense for you?
Yeah. And I mean, everything I do just seems to be like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
So you're
in
the are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. And I feel it. I feel the frustration. I feel the absolute, it feels like everything is just like futile. And I don't want you to feel helpless, but you are being asked to focus again on one thing. Because it's almost like you're being distracted by everything that's happening. So focus on the career and focus on nothing else right now. Sit down, reevaluate your resume, reevaluate what you're reaching out to, and know that this is a shift. You're shifting into another phase. So what you were doing before, it's likened to being, you know, moving from an accountant to a performer. You literally are shifting to a different type of work. And that's one of the reasons why it's tough. Your life a year from now is going to look really different. And there is light at the end of the tunnel, but you got to get through the next 6 months. So,
do I get to keep doing what I'm doing as far as a career goes, or do I have to scrap 30 years and just give up?
It's not a giving up, it's a shift. You are definitely going to be stepping into something different. So you may be doing some of the things that you're doing now, but it's going to be in a different area. It doesn't feel like you're going to be doing the same thing. So it's not a lost 3 years. It's not a scrap 3 years, but it's not panning out the way you want it. It needs to pan out, and your path is kind of leading into a different direction. It's just the things didn't come together in the right way. It's not a lost cause. You haven't lost time. You haven't lost an education. You haven't lost a skill. It's just you're not gonna be doing this the way you thought it was going to be. It's definitely going to be something different. Kind of like if you went to school to be an accountant but ended up working in the music industry as a finance person, it's going to be something like that, if that makes any sense. That's the example they gave me to give you.
Okay, well, I'm clueless at this point.
Huh?
I'm sort of clueless at this point.
I understand, but what are you doing right now to focus on moving into a different direction? What are you doing to actually create a more prosperous, a more forward movement in your career? Go ahead.
I'm a magazine photographer, and they're closing down the magazine.
Yeah.
So.
And so you have to. So that's ending, right? That's ending.
Right. So I'm marketing projects, and so I keep getting all these opportunities that are phenomenal, there's no money associated with them. And then all the
right.
money opportunities keep getting handed to someone else. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's all right. I need money.
It doesn't.
Why am I not using money?
It doesn't feel like what you're trying to do, like there's a lot of work in it right now, but doesn't mean there's not going to be a lot of work in it moving forward. That's why you're asked to shift. Shift right now. You can still do some of what you're doing, but you have to take some of the other skills that you have in your repertoire, because you have some organizational management. You have some things in your toolbox that will bring other things to you. Then this experience that you've had will lend itself to another opportunity going into next year. But the next 6 months, there's going to be a shift for you. And this is not anything that you've done. It's basically what they did to give cause to their business going under. So you have to kind of get through the next 6 months before another opportunity will come. But it's definitely going to be different what you're going to be doing. So that's the message, is don't be afraid right now to change your process so that you can get work.
I'm trying
you need
everything
to get
think of, and I'm working around the clock, and today I'm working around the clock to the point I'm not sleeping. And today I just got a rejection from something that was just so bizarre, still leaving me scratching my head. It's like, no, that can't be.
Yeah.
No.
But so I would love to give you some support in this. You know, if you want to send me an email, you know, please go to my website, send me a message. Now, you know, I'll put a little more time into this because it's kind of really hard to give you kind of everything that you need over, you know, the 3 to 5 minutes time that I have here to talk to people on the radio. But I do see very clearly as I look at your space that the things that you need to do right now, without working around the clock, because I'm being told, no, you don't need to be working around the clock, but you definitely need to be doing less creative, more, what's the word, that's the word they're trying to show me, more project process stuff is what you're being asked to do, helping people or helping individuals with process. It feels like you have that in your skill set that will get you through this period so that you can reconnect as you go into 2018, because things will lift for you in 2018, but the next 6 months you have to focus a little more on the things that you can do so that you can, you know, pay bills and do and get through it. And it's just a tough time, but it's not the end of time. It's just a tough time, and it'll be okay after the cycle is over. That's what I'm getting. And I know that's, but I don't see it being, this is what your life is going to look like from now to the end of time. This is just a period that you're going through that will be over. I keep getting 6 months, and tomorrow's June. 6 months from now, it's going into the end of the year, going into the beginning of 2018.
Does at least my love life pick up?
Well, that's a whole different thing, and you're being asked to focus on one thing. You're being asked to focus on the career, so I didn't look at that. I can look at that, but as I said, what I'd like you to do is send me a note so I can give you a little bit more time, because like I want to get through the other callers,
okay.
You know, in 3 to 5 minutes.
Right.
It's a little tough. But send me an email. I'm happy to kind of respond and see if I can get more details for you so that you can feel more comfort, because I need you to feel less stress and more comfort. Once you get things moving through with where you feel like you can at least get through, get your bills paid, enjoy your life, then you can focus on, you know, bringing that joy into your, you know, the love coming through, because you're distracted because everything feels like it's in disarray. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, Mary Lou, I'm going to send you some love. I hope that you do send me a note, because I would love to kind of give you a little more energy so I can help you get a little more focus on this, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. Have a good night, Mary Lou. Okay, sorry about that, everybody. That was really kind of interesting. We got to cut down on the technology. Gave us cause to have an interrupt, but we're back on the air. And this is Angel coming at you. I want to give a shout to my website real quick. It's linked right there on the show. I'm thebellydancingmedium.com. I see a couple of you guys have already subscribed to my mailing list. I do appreciate you. And to celebrate June, I'm doing a June special. So if you are interested in connecting with me, I do Skype, I do email, and I do phone readings. would love to connect with you. I've taken 28% off of my 30-minute reading and 30% off of my 60-minute reading. If you want to connect with me to do that, I'll also invite you to take part in my transformational ring, where you can join for $19.99 a month, and I will have a call every month along with all kinds of interesting, fun things, from meditations to online courses to things that I engage with in my members-only section of my website. And also I have a prayer list. So if you are indeed going through a tough time and you need some support in prayer, link on the top of my website, there's a prayer list request. Put your name on the prayer list. It's absolutely free. And I'll be happy to pray for you, pray for what you've got going on in your life to support what you're up to. I'm taking my next caller. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Caroline. Hi.
Hi, Caroline. How are you tonight?
Great. My first time calling.
Well, welcome. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Hi, New Jersey. What's kind of late for you tonight?
Oh, yeah. I don't go to sleep till late, and I get up early. That's been my life. I love it. You know, I like at night. It's quiet and peaceful. And early morning,
quiet and
it's the
peaceful.
Same thing.
Well, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, this is interesting. I had proposed a project with one of my clients, and it was my idea, you know, no big deal. I just had this idea, and I invited them, you know, a couple, an artist and a spiritual medium. And all of a sudden, this project has become their project. No involvement in my part, you know, and I took this week off just to work on this project. And they just, like, took control of it, you know, like a competition. What
wow.
do you see for this? Do you see a good outcome on this thing? Or I'm thinking about having a little powwow with them, but I think there's other issues. I don't know. I just feel their energy, and I feel like maybe I made a mistake.
So, Caroline,
what I see is
that this is a really cool project that's very exciting. And what you did was you engaged
yes.
with two individuals, it looks like, because of what they brought to the table, a power and a focus.
Yes.
They're very powerful, very, very, what's the word I'm looking, what is that? They're very success-driven. And because of
yes.
the nature of their intuitive skills, you take on their response to your idea as a confirmation that it's a really great project, and it is a really great project idea, but now they want to put
yes.
their names on it. And so there's a part of their process that has interpreted your coming to them as you kind of getting their endorsement, like getting a famous quarterback to endorse your product. And you've got a process in your process where you're kind of hesitant to kind of like put your foot down and say, wait a minute, this is my project
yes.
and I'm asking for your help. And as long as you're hesitant, they're going to take it and roll with it. So you have two choices.
Oh, yes.
You have two
yes.
choices. You can find it in your process to stand and take this and be strong and say it's my project, or you can sit back and let them run it. And when it's successful, just collect your residuals and your rewards, because they're not going to cheat you out of it. As I'm not seeing it that they're going to take it from you, but I do see that they are going to run in front of it unless you can stop them from running in front of it. So it's not that you
yes.
made a mistake. It's just that they overpowered you, because it is a good idea. And
yeah.
it is, and they are a great representative of what you're trying to do, but they just overpowered you and you're struggling with how to get it back. That makes sense?
Yeah, and just the struggle started only today. You know, only today. Until now, I've been busy with other projects, but I've noticed little things, and they're not listening, you know. So my vision is not their vision, because what's going on, they're already almost finished. This is a 3 to 4 month process, and they're finished. I'm telling you, it's been 7 days. And I'm like, wow, what just happened here? You know, at the end
yeah.
of the day, I said, what just happened here? So it's really about that. It's kind of boring, you know, what they come, you know, boring, and the language is not proper and, you know, not good enough, let's just say. But that's the way I look at it. I said, you know, am I happy with this? And I'm not happy. So I thank you, because
right.
I really, I wasn't sure, you know, because I don't know them too well. So I wasn't too sure, but I know them, but I didn't. There's a part that I'm seeing that, like a little competition, and I'm thinking, you know, they want to get to the finish line, but this is not what I want. This is not what I created. This is not what's in my head. They never asked for permission.
And you need to also think about, Carolyn, you need to think about the papers and the legalities of things, and that's kind of part of the lesson that you need to walk away from this with, is that from now on, because you are a vessel of inspiration, things come to you from another source.
Yes.
It comes to you from the divine source, like, go do this. And so you're going to get people, and they're like, oh, my God, that's an awesome idea. So you're going to have to start getting in practice of writing stuff down and making your relationships very clear at the beginning so that you can say, okay, this is my idea and your role is X, Y, Z, so that they don't, that this doesn't happen to you again. But this project is not out of your control yet. You just need to get clarity, and their feelings will get a little hurt. But, you know, hey, all you got to do is invent your own thing. You can go out and do your own thing, you know. You don't have to take my thing. You can do your own thing. And that's, this is my thing. You go do your own thing, or you can work with me on my thing. It's that simple.
That simple.
So
be strong
in
so
your
happy.
Space.
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad I make you happy. I am. But I see it's going to be exactly what you're looking for.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, this feeling, it just started today, you know, but to me it's so strong that, okay, this is still, I could still save this.
Yeah, you can still save it. Just be clear in your communication. And the next time you step in with someone, because this is not the last time you're going to do it, because you're very inspired by this relation of professionals. You've got lots of really great ideas that's not just going to help you be successful. It's going to help them be successful. And this is what it's like to do business. And a lot of professionals in this area, we just don't have access to a lot of these business tools, and you're bringing that to them. So just have your stuff together next time, so you don't have to get into this, and just stand your ground, my dear. Okay.
Thank you. You're a beautiful
welcome.
Angel.
thank you. God bless you. Have a fantastic evening.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Bye bye. Awesome. Thank you so much, everyone, for calling. If you do enjoy the show, I do apologize for our technical difficulties earlier. I lost a few people, and I'm hopeful that they can catch it. Sometimes these things happen, and we move on, and life is beautiful. But please take a moment and like the program, the New Age Guild Radio here on Blog Talk. We got a lot of shows coming up that I'm really hoping you'll come back and listen to. Of course, I'm here every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time. We've got the Yes Coach here on Thursday, so tune in tomorrow. She's very inspirational. She's got some wonderful things to tell you about. And then starting next month, I have a Monday night and a Saturday morning program where I'm going to be interviewing readers and practitioners in the New Age community, giving you readings and information. So tune in to that. You can see all that stuff on the radio show. But most important, if you like the show, you'll get updates. If you subscribe to the newsletter, you'll get updates as well. I'm going to take the next caller. Good evening. Who am I chatting with now?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Where are you calling from?
I'm in New Jersey.
Well, I got a couple people from New Jersey tonight. Hi, New Jersey. It's kind of late. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Last day of the month, I'm here giving some wonderful inspiration. My big questions to everybody. Really, what are you looking forward to in the summer? What can I help you get your head around so that your summer can be amazing? What are you looking for? What are you looking? What do you need?
Oh, boy. What?
Like, I don't have enough time to even tell you, Angel.
Well, you know, I want to buy a house. That's my ultimate goal. But I've had a bit of bad luck lately where I was out of work for 6 months, and then I finally landed a contract. But right before I landed that contract, a tree fell on my car and totaled it in a snowstorm.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm starting from scratch all over again. So that kind of put me back with getting the house. And but I did get a contract. I'm not loving the contract, but I'm very grateful for it because of the income that I need right now. And okay. I was wondering what you might see around me finally moving on to a really fantastic job that I love, from getting well paid, and everything's rosy, and I'm going to stay permanently and move on, you know, full-time permanent position. When's that going to happen? Do you see that happening at all?
So I'm getting the number 7 as I look at it, and then I was pulling cards while you were talking about the victory card. So the number 7, there's 2 things I'm being told about the number 7. There is 7 months, which is July coming up, and then there's 7 months from now, which is December. So there's an opportunity that you're going to be given in July is what it feels like. That's going to be going to occur like a contract, temporary situation that's going to turn into a more permanent, a permanent position going into December. This is something that you want to do. It's not going to be something that is just a J-O-B, as we like to say, something that pays the bill and keeps us out of trouble. This is going to be your passion and what you like to do. There's much more creativity with it and much more engaging with people. I see you talking and doing some traveling, and I don't know if you're an educator or a lecturer, but I see more of that in the process. But I also see more than not much administrative stuff as much as engagement stuff. And I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but that's what I'm seeing.
That makes sense because I'm a training and development specialist, and
a lot of
times I also do stand-up training as well. So that would
be... Ooh, I got the goosebumps!
Girl, do you know what kind of job or what kind of industry, where it's located? Anything you can tell me, give me direction-wise where to look?
That's really weird. So I'm seeing 2 things. I see tires.
I see tires.
To like in like that automobiles. I see tires.
Like travel.
And,
maybe traveling.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. So I see tires rolling by, and then I see like convention signs. So it feels like you're going to be traveling about. And what I'm looking at is I'm looking at people who are present at this at these events that you're going to be speaking to and helping them do what they do better. And the tires, you know, have you looked into the automotive industry?
I just keep seeing tires.
I just keep seeing tires. It could be travel, but it could also be the industry. It would be like working for a company like Tesla or Toyota, or I keep getting tea. But I keep seeing tires. So I don't see you in a car driving. You keep showing me these tires rolling around, and I see conventions or an auditorium with people where you're talking to them about how to do what they do better, how to engage with people differently. And so this feels like an industry-specific message. So I would encourage you to look at an industry, whether it's automotive or something more trade-specific around tires. That's interesting. I'm going to write that down because I have a feeling I'm going to hear from you again because that's interesting. That's what I'm getting. And
and do you have any idea how I'm going to hear about this job? Am I going to see it on the Internet? Am I going to get an email about it?
You're going to search for it. You have to go searching for it, and I see you talking or connecting with someone and getting referred to this. So this is something that somebody's going to give you because of conversations that you've had both in person and in email. And hence the July. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow's June, so it's going to take about a month for this to gestate when you get the word for it. And then you're going to move on and it's going to parlay itself into something more permanent. That's what
I see.
Is
it in New Jersey? So, Angel, do you know what state it might be, like New Jersey, Delaware, Philadelphia area?
You're going to move around with this, so the location's not important. That's when the location's not important, because you're going to move around.
All right.
Because they've got
Thank you so much.
They've got multiple locations. You're welcome. I want to hear from you and see what happens, because now I'm very curious.
I will. I'll let you
if
know.
You work for Firestone, if you work for Firestone, I'm going to laugh, because I'll be like tires all over the place.
That would be hilarious.
That would be awesome. I was like, I have to drop the mic. I'm retired now. I can't get any better than that. You have a fantastic evening. God bless you and take care. And I hope to hear from you. You're welcome. Bye bye.
I'll let you know. Bye.
Bye bye. That was really cool. And I'm trying to get through everybody because I know everyone has been super, super patient because we did have our technical difficulties. And I apologize for that. But once again, I'm Angel. Thank you for tuning in. I'm talking about what you need this summer. What can I give to you to get you into the summer in a happy, joyous phase? What answers can I give you? I am the Belly Dancing Medium. You've got my website right there. Please like my page. Join my mailing list. Join the prayer list if you feel like you need some support in what you've got going on. And if you look at the top of my website, you see I got a couple of specials for you going into June so I can spend some time with you. If you would like for me to sit down and give you a little more in-depth time, it's great to get really quick hits on the radio, but sometimes we need a little bit more than just a 3-5 minute quick reading. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. How can I help you this evening? Who am I talking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Lynette. How are you?
I'm fine. You say Lynette?
Yes.
And where are you calling from, Lynette?
I am calling from Boston.
Boston. Have I talked to you before, Lynette?
Yes.
That's why I recognize you. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? It's been
a
while.
I'm doing awesome.
Yeah.
It has been a while, but I recognize your energy and your voice. What are you up to? What's going on? Talk to me.
Well, I know. One thing at a time. You know, I'm always concentrating on work, but this time I'd like to know about there is a gentleman that we are
love.
In the process.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Love? Are we going to talk about love? All right.
Yes, let's talk about love.
All right. Let's do it.
With this gentleman, we're I think our friendship has gone beyond friendship, but we don't talk about it.
Kind of pretending like it's there and not there at the same time, huh?
Right. Yes. And I would like to know, is this going to shift?
Can you give me his first name?
Alan.
Yes, I got a big yes. You guys are both hesitant because
yes.
You guys have both been through some stuff. And you guys are both like, literally like the little kid trying to step his foot into the pond, and he's like not quite sure if he wants to get his clothes wet.
Yes.
You guys are literally in the same spot. And what they're showing me is when it does release itself, it's going to be funny. You guys are going to look at each other and laugh. And then it's just all going to release all at once. And then it's going to move from there super, super fast because you guys are ideally what the other person's looking for. You're just both scared to death. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Scared to death, but it's you guys both have asked for each other. It's like you guys have both spent a lot of really great time working on yourselves and putting together the process and asking for exactly what you want from the universe. And you guys showed up for each other, but you don't believe it.
Yes. Oh my God, I was just thinking that today. Oh my God, I was just thinking that today.
So
because
you have to trust. You got to trust.
Yes. Yes.
Put your foot in the pool. This is what you've asked for.
I'm willing, and I have done that, but he's very hesitant. And sometimes we get into, like today, I kind of had, he made, I know he probably didn't mean it, but he made like a derogatory judgment. And I think it's probably more my stuff. In regards to describing a woman, and it was derogatory, and I had to tell him, that wasn't cool.
Yeah.
And
he's not used to checking himself, though. He's not used to checking himself.
Okay.
He's not.
Okay, yeah.
He's not used to checking
yeah.
himself, and he's gotten in a lot of trouble, mm-hmm. and he's always kind of like sitting around going, what? What did I say?
Right,
he's
yeah.
not used to
yep.
checking himself. And that's
okay.
actually why he
okay.
needs you. He needs you
okay.
to
thank
check
you,
him.
Angel.
He needs you.
Because
for
I felt
him.
Bad.
No. He needs you to check
okay.
him, and it's going to make him mad for a while until he understands, because
yes. mm-hmm.
he's actually asked for that. His career is kind of not where it's supposed to be because he needs to check himself. He's very good at,
oh my
at
God.
Everything.
Yes.
He's got charisma. He's got everything he needs, but
yes.
he's like, he opens his mouth sometimes, and people are like, yeah, we can't trust you with the big stuff because you're going to say something
yes.
and you get sued. So he needs somebody
yes.
to check him. And that's who you are
okay.
for him, and that's what scares him. You're his perfect mate. You're the one that'll say to him, shh, not, no, don't say that right now. And it scares
yeah.
the crap out of him.
It
so,
does.
Yeah, he needs that.
Okay.
And the energy.
Oh, my God.
And the energy is sexy and awesome. You guys are just, like, overpowering each other. You
yes.
guys both have to trust. So this is what you
yes.
need to do. You need to ground yourself.
Okay.
You need to
okay.
relax, you know, burn some sage. Get
mm-hmm.
yourself in a space where you release all that stuff and just let him be
okay.
himself and let it come to you. Don't try to force it. Let it come to you. Let him feel comfortable. And don't be bothered
okay.
by his stuff. You know, poke at him from time
okay.
to time, but don't be bothered
mm-hmm.
by his stuff. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything.
Okay, because I've distanced myself. Not distanced as in bad, but I've turned my energy in another direction. Not from him, but it's time for me to kind of move and just concentrate on other things.
Yeah,
doesn't mean that I'm not concentrating
but he's not
on
going
him.
Anywhere.
Right.
I know. He's not going anywhere though. I mean, you guys, unless somebody does something really heinous to the other, he's not. He's not going anywhere, and you're not going anywhere. You guys you guys want to see this to fruition. You both do. So just
yes.
try not to trip.
Yes.
It's so frustrating because he is what you asked for, but he's like a big kid, but he's also like a god. So it's like you've got this god kid. you're
yes.
trying to figure out what to do with, and the kid in him drives you nuts, but the god in him
yeah,
okay. drives you crazy. And so... it's what you asked for because you can be serious
so
sometimes.
Then how
you need
he feel
him
about
to,
me?
Yeah. Same. It's the same.
We
you guys feel the
need
same.
Each other.
You guys
okay.
feel the same. But he's not going to step up and look at it more freely like you are. He's kind of resisting it because, you know, he's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
There's that. But it's also
mm-hmm.
he's been through some stuff and it's just
right.
hard. So don't give up on him.
So
don't get mad at him.
Okay, you're right. I kind of felt bad. I didn't yell at him, but I'm like, how you're speaking, and I get it. But I'm like, you have to be mindful because you're at work and there are people around you, and what you said could have offended someone, and then it could have gone
yeah,
to your boss. And
yeah,
it
and sometimes you know. You could sit down with him in a very safe in situation and just let him know that,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a way that strokes his ego, that he's wonderful and amazing, and you want to help him if he needs it, but you know,
mm-hmm.
and then give him that information that it's coming from a space
mm-hmm.
of love and not does it feel
mm-hmm.
like you're grading him, because that's when he's reacting
right,
like
that's
you're grading me.
Right, and that's how I felt. I felt like it's like whenever I say anything, I almost have to be like, okay. You know, I feel like I'm scolding him, and you've been a bad boy.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean?
And it's okay.
That's not
yes.
how I want to come. It's okay?
It's okay for you to give him feedback, but what you want to do is give
mm-hmm.
it to him in a way where he feels powerful
mm-hmm.
in the end. So you need to use your feminine,
yeah.
you know, talents to
mm-hmm.
sit down with him
yes.
in a safe scene. With like a glass of wine,
right.
and you guys are snuggling, and give it to him that way. It's like, wow, you know, if you would think about this, is a way that you could think about it. What you said could have landed this way.
We've never gotten to that point. We've never gotten to
that
point.
Yeah,
we have not gotten to that. point.
But you will.
And I just feel,
but
I feel bad. I just feel, I feel bad because I feel like whenever I talk to him, or I don't talk, but email, whenever I email him, I just feel like, oh God, he's gonna take this, and he's, I feel like a bad mother.
No,
it's weird. I feel like
don't give it to him. Yeah, of course you do, because you care. So don't give it to him like that next time. And you can apologize to him if you really feel that you came across that way. Apologize to him, and it will mean a lot to him. But he will let it go. He will let it go.
Yeah.
But you scare the mess out of him. You do. Just he kind of scares the mess out of you. You guys will get past this. You will.
Why do I scare him?
Same reason he scares you, because you complete him and he doesn't trust it. Same reason. It just doesn't, there's the trust thing. There's all the stuff that you guys have gone through individually, and you don't trust it. And because you don't trust it, what's going to happen? If you go all in, and the same thing happens, how is it going to make you feel? But you can't live like that, right? You can't live,
I don't want to live
anticipating
like that.
Anticipating the bad thing that's going to happen. Because if it does, it does. But boy, was it joyous when you were in it.
Exactly.
What's that line from poetry? It's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. I share that with people all the time, because I know the lose love is painful, but who wants to live the pain of no love? Sometimes our lessons are the five loves. Yes. The five loves we've lost to find the sixth person that was our life partner. You got to go through the five to get to the sixth, right?
And
so
I feel that's what we're doing, is going through the fire.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going through the fire.
And you'll be okay. You will be okay.
Because I really do love him. And I want to come together with him. I really do.
I don't got nothing else for you, girl. This one feels like the fire is there. This one feels like it's all coming together. I'm not seeing this as being a negative thing. I'm just seeing you guys both afraid to jump into the pool. That's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
So just focus on, you did make a point, focus on other things. You can focus on other things in terms of keeping your mind from going crazy, but don't pull away.
Right. Okay.
Don't pull away.
Okay.
Because if you pull away, he'll pull away. Okay?
Right. Yep, exactly. You're spot on. You're spot on. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay.
I want to hear from you,
I'll keep the line of communication open between us as we find our way through this. Thank you, Angel.
You will
oh, my
get
God,
there.
This is fabulous.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God
have a good
you,
one.
Honey. All right.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I got lots of East Coast people. East Coast people stay up late. That's what I'm talking about. Hello, hello, and welcome from the Belly Dancing Medium. I'm going to give one more plug here. Please like my page here on Blog Talk Radio so that you can include this in your updates and keep the show alive through time here and get us farther and farther up in the popularity realm. Go to my website. Join my website mailing list. And most important, if you are struggling, there are some of you out there that are struggling through some challenging time, I will invite you to join my prayer list, prayer in my prayer list every week with a group and every day on my own. And I want to send you the most wonderful, joyous, supportive energy that you need. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. It's Wendy from Sacramento.
Oh, my God, Wendy. Oh, my gosh. All kind of cool stuff happened from talking to each other. My goodness. Welcome back. That was kind of crazy, right?
Yes, and I set my alarm on my phone to speak to you. I've been thinking about this all day. Bless your heart.
Oh,
and
that's okay. I'm glad I was able to get you back.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. So she called me on Friday and offered me the job, and of course I accepted. And she said, of course, it's contingent on me passing the credit check and the background check. Thank God I was straightforward and honest, and I put everything on my application and my resume. I listed this temp job that I had with the company as the first listing, and I listed the name of their company. So my honesty is there, thank God. And then I had to pass the background check to do that job. So I felt, well, I'm going to go ahead and call her. And when I explained to her that I had actually passed this background check previously on April 18th. She sounded really happy, and I said, you know, maybe it'll save the company money because they wouldn't. And she said, you bet. And she said she was going to contact the person in charge of doing this and get back with me and see and find out if I had to go through the background check again, because I had passed 6.5 weeks ago. So is she going to contact me tomorrow and say, I do not have to do the background check again because it was so recent, or am I going to have to do it again?
I don't feel like you're going to have to do it again, but I'm hearing Friday. So if she doesn't call you tomorrow, don't stress, because I keep hearing Friday.
Okay.
So it looks like,
well, I think I should at least touch base with her by email and just say, I just wanted to touch base with you. You were going to check. I won't say the name on the air. You were going to check with so-and-so, and have you had the opportunity to do this? And because I don't want her to think that I'm just ignoring her. I'm not. So
no, you're fine. Wendy, you're fine, because you've got this gig. The only thing that's happening right now is the background check. They have to do the background check. You'll pass the background check. What's happening right now is they're just trying to determine whether or not you need to go through the steps all over again. So let your soul rejoice. You've worked really hard, and you got this. We think we might be giving you the job. This is they gave the job, and your background check will have to come back with something really heinous on it. And we know that that's not going to happen.
Right, right.
So,
and also,
so
will I pass the credit check? I'm in debt, but I pay my creditors. I'll say I'm perfect every month. I pay on the dot.
Yeah, that's not what they're looking for. That's not what they're looking for, so you're good there too. What they're looking for is something completely different.
Oh,
so you got this. No doubt.
Well,
Stop doubting.
She said that depending upon the credit check and the background check, I could start as early as this coming Monday, the 5th, or maybe the 12th. What do you think, Angel? When do you think I'll start?
Let me look at that. Numbers are hard. Times are difficult sometimes. Between the 5th and the 12th, I'm getting a hit on the 5th. But,
oh, yeah, that's great. That's this coming Monday.
But I keep also hearing Friday. So I keep hearing the 5th. But by the 12th,
okay,
for sure, you'll be there. But I keep hearing the 5th. I'm just going to keep – I can't.
Well,
I keep trying to change it, but they keep telling me I'm hearing the 5th.
Maybe you're hearing Friday as well, because she'll have to tell me Friday that she wants me to report to work on the 5th, which is Monday.
This is true, because I keep hearing Friday. Oh, like somebody's going Friday. Somebody keeps saying that.
So
that is awesome.
Is
I'm
Wednesday.
So. I know it's Wednesday. That's 2 days.
I know. So we're talking tomorrow and Friday, and so this they're not kidding when you have to make sure that your dates are correct in your background. And when I did this the first time, I labored over every little detail. And I would really not have to want to do that again. And, you know, it was only 6.5, 7 weeks ago that I was officially approved. And she said, well, did you fill out this Griffin form before? And I said, absolutely, I did. And she had a real happy tone in her voice. Like, oh, well, then maybe we can speed this up or something. So
maybe speed this up, yes.
And
I'm so happy.
Thank you. She said, we do want you. We definitely want you to come on board. And when she called me on Friday, Angel, she said that the man that I had interviewed with really insisted that she call me right then and there and not wait until the holiday weekend was over to let me know, and that he had said that I was one of his top favorites.
So I told you that this job was in your pocket.
Yes, you did.
So,
and
I want you to be confident in that. I want you to be strong in that, and I want you to keep your faith around that and celebrate over the next few days. This right now, it's just about the validity and the finality of this background check that will affect when you start. The question is not if you start. The question is just right now when you start, right?
Oh,
so
thank God.
Be at peace. It is all coming together. All coming together for you, my friend.
Money is tight for me, but I ordered 2 outfits from Nordstrom.com. I mean, that's how confident I am. And these are very professional.
No, you're good.
Yeah, and so Nordstrom's even said, you know what, I'm going to expedite the shipping because I shared that I'd be starting a new job soon, and they insisted on doing expediting the shipping for me, and so I'll get those outfits tomorrow. One is a navy blue dress with a matching jacket, and it's the same outfit, and they call it a champagne color, and it's a jacket and a dress, and it's very classy look, corporate look. And
very good.
So, but
very
these
good.
Are high quality clothing, and they should last me many years. And I've learned a few lessons. What I won't say on the air privately, I would tell you. But it kind of like threw me for a loop. You know, today when I had that conversation with her, she was very friendly. She really let me know that they wanted me to work for their company. And you know what? She made a good impression upon me on Friday when she said, you know, that they don't play any games. You know, she just said that he wanted to tell me now before the weekend. I think that's very, very considerate.
Yes. You made a good impression upon them, and this job is definitely I'm gonna take you where you want to go. My show is ending. I'm going to have to go. I wanted you to send me a message on Friday to let me know what's going on. You know how to get in touch with me on the website, right, Wendy?
You know what? I've been on your website. I signed up for the prayer list. And also, tonight I signed up something so that I started sending an email. Any email that I send you, nobody else will see it. It'll just be you seeing it.
That's correct. Just me. It's just my email. That's only me. I don't have that. I don't have a posse yet. It's just me by myself.
I'm gonna send you an email tonight, and I'm just gonna say hello, Angel. Thank you, and
okay.
I just want you to respond to me, and then I'll send you the email. Okay.
All right, sweetheart. God bless you. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, and I've liked your show online, and I've done everything you've asked, and and may God bless you. And,
God bless
and
you.
I
Good
just
night.
Pray. I hope they keep me for at least 4 years, Angel. Oh, God, please.
I will talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye-bye. That is so awesome. And the show is coming to an end. I've got 3 more callers. I was trying to get through everybody. I got a 512 area code, a 774, and a 208 area code. I want you guys to send me an email, all you three, and I'll answer one question for you since you had to wait and I wasn't able to get to you. I'm at thebellydancingmedium.com. I want you guys to know I enjoy connecting with you here this evening and every evening. And as I say, every Wednesday night, ignite your life today so that you can evolve it tomorrow. Good night.